My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. If you're like me, when you sit down for the readings at Mass, you need to kind of put on your listening ears. You might still be somewhere else, or focused on the person in front of you, or what's going on, and you tell yourself, okay, knock it off, like pay attention. And by the time you do, you've missed the first half of the reading, if you're like me. So it's understandable if you missed the very first words of the very first reading today. Understandable, but regrettable, because those very first words unlock the rest. Let me say them again. Conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. But why would that be the case? Why, who would love a humble person more than a person who gives us things? If I were to give you the choice between a person who is going to give you a bouquet of flowers or a free gift or $1,000, or a person who is humble, would you love the humble person more? Well, maybe we need to understand first, what is the mark of a humble person? The 20th century author C.S. Lewis starts by clarifying what humility is not. He says that humility is not a beautiful woman trying to convince herself that she's not beautiful, or an intellectual man trying to convince himself that he's not intellectual. That was what we would call false humility. Rather, Lewis says a humble man will not be thinking about humility. He will not be thinking about himself at all. I heard another preacher put it this way. He summarized C.S. Lewis by saying this, that humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Let me say that again. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. Humility is thinking of yourself less. How many times do you meet someone new and afterwards you say, wow, that person made me feel so good. Why is that? Because they were genuinely interested in you. The person who thinks of himself less is free to pay attention to the person in front of him. I think one of the things that I'm most guilty of in a conversation is worrying more about me than about them. Okay, so what am I going to say next? Or how am I coming across? Have I made a good impression on them? There's nothing humble about that. I can't pay attention to the person in front of me because I'm so distracted by the person inside of me. I hope I'm not the only person who's guilty of that. Actually, I hope I am the only person who's guilty of that. But I'm afraid some of the rest of you might identify with my problem. I remember many years ago when I was eating at a family's house, and each one of the kids had been raised so as to ask a question of the guest sometime during the visit. Was it maybe contrived at first? Well, I don't know, because by the time I was their guest, it was just a natural expression of a genuine interest in who I was. And you left feeling so good because someone cared to listen to you. That's it. That's why the first words of the first reading today said that you love a humble person more than a giver of gifts. Because a humble person cares about you. Let's go back to C.S. Lewis to consider what it would take to be humble. He says, "If anyone would like to acquire humility, I can tell him the first step. The first step is to realize that he is proud. If you think that you are not conceited, it means you are very conceited indeed." That's what our Lord is getting at in the gospel. Don't take the first seat. Don't just hang around all the people who can give you something back and remind you how good you are. It wasn't hospitality training, it was humility training in the gospel today. It's interesting that the catechism says that humility is the foundation of prayer, which makes sense. Because if a humble person is the person who thinks of himself less or thinks of herself less and is interested in the person in front of them, that sounds like a perfect disposition for prayer, where I'm ready to listen to God, who ironically is the giver of gifts.